We're talking with Lee, and Lee, you're currently homeless, but looking back, how was life, let's say, back when you were a teenager?
Well, back when I was a teenager, I mean, it was good because I had my mother, my father, and my other brother that was alive. And if I needed something, we all worked together and got it worked out. When I got locked up, I've been in prison for almost 24 years. And then I come out and come find out my father was dead, my mother passed away, my brother passed away. I come out to nothing.
So how old were you when you originally got locked up in prison?
I was 17 years old. And at 17 years old, as soon as I hit adult, they shot me straight to the main prison. And then they made me do my time. I had to flatten my time out. And then when I got out, I heard about Murfreesboro. This is where the homeless come that can put up tents.
What have you changed now? I mean, looking back compared to then to today.
I've sat and I put God in my life. God's done so much for me. I pray every night, every morning, and ask Him to make me walk the steps that I need to walk, meet the people that need to be around me. He has done that. I've got a bunch of churches that they love me to death, and every now and then they'll come and see me, bring me certain things, and tell me just keep praying that He'll help me out, and He's doing it. He's doing it.
Now, you currently have a campsite where you're usually by yourself, I guess.
Yes, sir. I am by myself. I'm down here at 66 Railroad Service. They've had the Sheriff's Department that has come up under these bridges and making everybody leave. So they contacted this railroad service here. They said, no, this man is fine where he's at. He is keeping the camp clean. He is helping us down, up and down the tracks. He's always picking up trash when there's trash down it. He comes down and tries to help us out when we need help. These people, they're giving me my step right here. This is my step.
One of the reasons you're by yourself is because you want to stay sober, clean?
Yes, sir. I want to stay sober. I want to stay clean. I don't want to be around people that do drugs. I'm 52 years old, fishing to be 53. I'm getting older. I need to start putting a lot more knowledge in me being older. I don't know how long God's going to let me live. Hopefully for a long time. But hopefully he'll keep me strong, keep me safe, and help me do what I'm supposed to do out here.
What is life like being homeless?
It's rough. It is. I don't care what anybody says. People think being out here is happy and fun. It is not. This is the rough. I watch people get beat down, get robbed, get raped. It's very, very dangerous out here, Scott. It is. It's dangerous.
Do you still feel that people judge you by your appearance?
Yes, sir, I do. They don't want to talk to me, but because I've been locked up, ain't nobody out here perfect. You know, I just want a chance to show my friends, the churches that come around me, that I am a good person, that I need their help to help me get better than what I am. I know I can't do it on my own, Scott.
So it's a lot of small things coming together. For example, CSX saying, okay, you can stay here as long as you keep it all clean. And then you got churches behind you saying, we want you to come to church. And then you have, I guess, different groups you're part of that say, we want you to come back too. That all helps out.
I mean, I've got a lot of the old group that I used to fool with. They're mad at me because I won't come back to them. And like I told them, I can't do it. I need my life back, man. And my life's going down here.
What would you say to somebody out there who may hear this in regards to helping somebody out? Just maybe a small task, maybe just providing a stranger with a meal who can't afford a meal.
Take it from somebody, Lee Ernest Wawney, that has been out here for a long time. This is a rough struggle. It's not a safe place to be. And if there's any way that you can get somebody that can help you get your life back together, you need to get with them and listen to what they say, because these people that's out here now don't care. Nobody cares out here.
So what about the tattoos? I see like a spider web, and then I see some skulls. What do all of those mean, and how long ago did you get those?
It's been a long time ago. I've got a lot of my family, they're affiliated with the Klan. And me being raised up with my family, that's what I am.
So what does that say on there? I can't.
KKK.
So that is something that you've been a part of because you grew up in it?
Yes, sir. I grew up in it. I mean, it's something that my family told me that I had to make a choice at. Then as I look back after my main family passed away. Now this family don't care. I've got to be the one that makes this step. If I don't make this step, it ain't gonna happen.
So what do tattoos like that mean to you today when you look down at your arm?
When I look down at my arm, if there was a way that I could create and get every bit of this off of me, I'd get them off. I want to go back to clean skin. I really do.
So you no longer have the same views, I guess, that you used to. That's all changed?
Everything that I used to do and what I used to go through and the people I used, I give it all up. The only thing I want in my life right now is God. That's all I want, Scott.
Now, if I could find somebody to cover up some of those tattoos with something else, would that be an option? Would that be positive?
Yes, sir. If I can get that done, it sure would. I would do whatever it takes to get some of this evil off of me so a person can come and look at me and say, you've changed, Lee. I don't want people to be scared of me. I'm scared of myself, Scott. I really am.
So fast forward just a couple of days, and yes, Lee did get that tattoo covered up with a brand new tattoo.
Well, the old tattoo that I had on there was hatred, and this tattoo that I got on here is love for my mother and that man upstairs. That's what I wanted right there. It took all the bad stuff and put the good stuff in there.
And did I hear you say something about the rose signifying your mom?
Yes, sir. The rose, she always loved roses, and when she passed away, I had a rose put on my arm over here, and he livened it up with better roses.
Was it your dad and your brothers who taught you how to hate, or who was that?
Well, it was me and my brother and my other family that's from Pulaski. We got with them.
I couldn't help but to notice, after the tattoo was removed, Lee could not even bring himself to say the KKK. But of course, that's what he was talking about in Pulaski, Tennessee.
It's got to end. It's just got to end. I made my mind up, being homeless, that I've got to change. My mother don't want me living like this. And I just decided to get this hatred off of me and live for God.
Dwayne at Beast Mode Inc. right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, was the one who covered the tattoo, and yes, he was pretty proud to do it. Now, what was so ironic about all of this is that Dwayne is black, and of course Lee is white, and Dwayne covered up a tattoo that said KKK, and Lee was more than happy for that to happen.
That's what I wanted right there. It took all the bad stuff and put the good stuff in there.
Two races coming together, one of which you would never expect to see coming together. Of course, Lee, the one with the KKK tattooed onto his arm. And then Dwayne, well, Dwayne loves everybody, so it wasn't surprising on his end. But positive stuff, right here in Murfreesboro. So what's the next step in life? What's your goal as we kind of close this out?
Get my life back together, get me a place to live, and be in the safest environment that I possibly can. I'm tired of this evil stuff. I am, Scott. I'm tired of it.
I almost forgot to mention, the day after he got the tattoo, he got a place to live. And now he's on the search for a new job and, of course, making a new life. For WGNS, I'm Scott Walker.